Perky fever, got me eager as a beaver. Got me waiting for winter, got me praying for snow. Perky fever, I'm a true believer. Just get me to the starlight, I'll be ready to go. Get me to the starlight.
If it is winter in Wisconsin, and it's late February. It is the Berkebiner, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And in this half hour, a special edition of Over the Hump and Trump, we're talking all things Berkebiner, celebrating its 50th or 51st year, depending on who you ask, up in Hayward, Wisconsin. I'm joined this afternoon by Greg Gunderson, coming to you and I from WCQM in Park Falls. Thanks so much, Greg, for making time. So tell us about the 50th, 51st year controversy, if you will.
I think there's pretty good agreement that it is indeed the 51st, but there's kind of an asterisk. There's, you know, when you can hear a capital letter in people's speech, it's kind of like that. It's like I heard that asterisk there. You clearly think that last year didn't count, because to be fair, last year almost didn't happen. Up until early February, the talk was, will there be a Berkey? And when finally it was announced that yes, there would be, then there was another question, okay, what version of it? And it was several days later that finally there was an announcement. But I will say, I think there's probably pretty a good agreement, and all the official documentation is that this is the 51st, but I will entertain arguments. I won't shut you down. If you want to tell me it's the 51st, I'm with you. I respect your right to think so, but I do disagree with you. It's 51.
Thank you, Dave from New Berlin, Carl from Eau Claire, and all the folks on the text line giving the Berkey some love and fact-checking me when I get things wrong. It is appreciated. Are you a cross-country skier, Gray? Is this one of your outdoorsman activities?
No, I have cross-country skied, and that is how I know I am not a cross-country skier. I was able to confirm quickly that I was not the guy, because when I hear skiing, I think downhill. And when I don't have it, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I need gravity.
So I am not sure exactly why, but my family was a family of cross country skiers. And we, back in the day when Milwaukee County had plenty of snow in the wintertime, there were all kinds of groomed courses, even in and around Milwaukee County. And then often my family would take some trips up to the Door Peninsula and other Devil's Lake area and do more cross-country skiing. The longest I ever did was, I think, a 6 mile, which isn't all that long, but I was like 10 at the time, right? And this was an incredibly hilly course. And if you have never cross-country skied, it is a little bit of... It's not the most intuitive body movements, and there's all kinds of different ski strokes that you can use. People have all kinds of fun names for all of them, and especially when you're going up hills, which is really truly a stinking workout. And the thing you figure out if you've gone cross-country skiing for more than 5 minutes is do not wear too many clothes, because you will be sweating. It is a freaking workout. And it was on this longer ski trip that we had done, or one of the routes that we had done on a trip, where it is, I blame my parents for my lifetime of terrible right ankle problems, because I absolutely destroyed my right ankle about a half a mile from the finish of the trail. And that was it. I was like 10. So I've been hobbling around on this busted ankle. I blame my parents. Thank you very much. But they gave me the love of cross-country skiing. So if you're not a cross-country skier, Gray, and I've been told, again, avid outdoorsman, what are some of your favorite outdoor activities up in your neck of the woods?
Well, the biggest one, I'm a fisherman. You can catch me. I'm a bank fisherman specifically, because I'm too broke to have a boat at the moment. But no, I don't have a spot to put a boat. But because of that, I'm a bank fisherman. So I've got a backpack and one rod that I try to use for everything that I possibly can, which is pretty awesome, because we've got a wide range of game fish, from things that you can barely feel on a heavy rod to things that you can't catch on a light rod. So trying to use one can be a little bit fun. Other than that, though, honestly, mushroom hunting. My girlfriend and I.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, yes. It's once you break past the don't touch any of them of mushrooms
mentality. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. Which, to be fair, I will say is the safe mentality. But also the first thing you learn is that you can chew on any mushroom in the state and it probably won't affect you negatively. Like there's a spit and taste. There's a right way to do it. Don't go eat mushrooms, people. I'm not saying that. But well, seriously, even the worst ones, you taste them to see what they are.
Are we going to get like some inadvertent psilocybin, whatever the but like trippy stuff? I joke, of course. I don't
probably
think
probably not.
Probably not. Okay, that's good. Gray, before we lose you, we got just a little bit, like 2 minutes left. I wanted to talk about this, the headgear of the Northwoods. You and I are big, big fans of a hat known as the Stormy Cromer. You have one on right now if you're watching on Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Facebook, and Instagram. What is the Stormy Cromer and why is it the best hat for the wintertime athletics?
Two great questions and one perfect answer. It's a hat that's designed to stay on your head when you're on the outside of a train. A guy by the name of George Cromer went by the name Stormy. He was a train conductor and frequently lost his hat. And so, well, George, and I'm glad we get the opportunity because George's wife gets the credit. She made the hat. He complained about the problem. She fixed it. Let's just say that out loud. George's wife, and forgive me, I don't know Mrs. Cromer's name, but she invented a hat with this neat little flap that drops down below my ears. And in doing so, holds the hat more tightly to my head. And so it's confirmed I could wear this outside a train and I'd still have it after the ride.
And it is warm, warm, warm. They are fabulous. I was introduced to the Stormy Cromer, yay, lo, these many 5 years ago. And I am a convert. I now have two of them. I have a Stormy Cromer dog jacket for my tiny little dog, Finny. And we lean into the red plaid variety. You've got your sport in the green.
Green for me, sorry.
We'll have to quaff an adult beverage with our Stormy Cromers on sometime, Gray. And I can't wait to talk to you again about all things outdoors in Wisconsin. I appreciate your time, my friend. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked. We got State Senator Sarah Kieski coming up. She's from District 4. She's going to tell us what her legislative priorities are for her first term in our state Senate. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get me to the start line, I'll be ready to go.